Rule number two, don't get a pet that poops in your hand. It wasn't the hugest surprise that Mom and Dad said we were moving. Mom has been wanting a new house to test out her home improvement skills for a while. Mom doesn't like our house because it doesn't need any home improvements. It's a contemporary split level in Walnut Knolls, which is a subdivision. Mom wants an old falling-down Victorian house in town that she can restore to its former glory. She and Dad just bought an already finished house in a subdivision because it was the only kind of house they could afford right after Dad got his teaching job. My dad teaches college. What he teaches is computers. Dad has been teaching computers for a while now and recently got a chair. When you're a professor, getting a chair doesn't mean that you finally get to sit down at work. It means that you get more money. Also, my littlest brother, Kevin, started kindergarten, so Mom went back to work as an advisor. She advises college kids on what classes they should be taking, such as computer classes. So we are getting more money because of that, too. Since both Mom and Dad will be at the college all day, they want to move closer to it, also to an old house, which Mom can have fun fixing up in her spare time from advising. Only, I don't see what's so fun about fixing up an old house. I don't see what's wrong with staying in the house we have now, which doesn't need fixing up and has wall-to-wall cream-colored carpeting, except in my room, where the carpeting is pink. But Allie, Mom said, trying to explain, the new house is so much bigger than this one. Mark and Kevin will be able to have their own rooms, so they won't fight as much. Won't that be nice? I know I am supposed to love my brothers, and I do. Like, I wouldn't want either of them to be hit by a car and have their brains splattered all over High Street. But I don't particularly care if they have their own rooms. But what about my canopy bed? I asked, because I just got a canopy bed for my 9th birthday. I am older than Mary Kay by a month. Possibly, this is why I don't cry as often as she does, because I am more mature. Also, I am more used to hardship, not being an only child.
We'll take your canopy bed to the new house, Dad explained, in the moving truck.
My brother Mark was very excited to hear about the moving truck. Mark is in the 2nd grade, and all he thinks about are trucks. Also, bugs.
Can I ride in the moving truck? He wanted to know. In the back with all the furniture?
No, Dad said, because that is against the law.
The new house is much closer to where Dad and I work, Mom went on. So we'll be able to spend more time with you kids, because we won't have to drive so far to get to the office.
What about my rock collection? I wanted to know. I have over 200 of them now, you know. I know rocks might sound like a very boring thing to collect, but I select my rocks very carefully and keep them in paper grocery bags on my closet floor. Each one of my rocks is, in its own way, extraordinary. Most of my rocks are geodes, which, if you don't know, are very average-looking rocks on the outside. Inside, however, they have crystals that sparkle like diamonds. In fact, if you didn't know better, you might actually mistake a geode for a diamond. You can't really tell just from looking at a rock whether it is an ordinary rock or a geode. Well, I mean, you can, but it takes practice. Also, geodes are not easy to crack open to get to the crystals inside. To crack them open, you either have to throw them very hard against the sidewalk or driveway, which I would not recommend doing because they leave marks on the driveway that sometimes won't wash away for up to a year or more, as I found out the hard way. Or hit them very hard with something metal, such as a hammer. I learned from experience that your dad's golf clubs are not very good for this. I found most of my geodes while scavenging in the many home construction sites in and around Walnut Knolls. Even though Mom and Dad say we're not supposed to go walking around construction sites, the truth is, you can find many amazing things in the dirt piles bulldozers have made.
10 large grocery sacks of rocks, Mom said, is simply too many, Allie, especially considering the fact that you've never even cleaned your rocks, nor do you take very good care of them.
They're not rocks,
I informed her. They're geodes.
Whatever they are, Mom said. They just sit in those sacks cluttering up the floor of your closet. You can pick out 3 or 4 special rocks to take along, but the rest you're going to have to put back in the dirt where you found them.
I couldn't help letting out a really disappointed cry at this, because seriously, I have put a lot of time and work into my rock collection. Sure, maybe I haven't cleaned them, but I love them just the same. But then, an even worse thought hit me. What about school? I asked. If the new house is close to your work, that means it must be really far from school. How are we going to be able to walk that far and still get to school on time?
Well, Mom said, you'll be going to a new school because we'll be living in a different school district. But Pine Heights Elementary is right around the corner from the new house. In fact, you'll be able to walk home for lunch if you want to. Won't that be fun?
But I didn't think that sounded fun at all. I thought that sounded terrible, actually. I don't want to go to a new school, I cried. Really cried on account of, well, I was crying. I may cry less often than Mary Kay does, but I still cry sometimes. What about Ms. Myers? Ms. Myers is my teacher. She is the best teacher I ever had. She has hair that is so long, she can sit on it.
I'm sure you'll love your new teacher, too, Mom said. We'll go over and meet all your new teachers before you start at the new school, so you'll get a chance to know them. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me,
Mark said, chewing. He was eating fish fingers with ketchup, despite my advising him never to eat anything red. Mark, it was clear, didn't care about moving. Except whether or not he got to ride in the back of the moving truck with the furniture. He didn't care about having to start a whole new school and make all new friends. Shut up, I said to Mark.
Don't tell your brother to shut up, Dad said.
When Dad tells you not to do something, you stop doing it. That is also a rule. And one Mark and Kevin actually follow. But still, what about Mary Kay? All of a sudden, I remembered my best friend. Only, I didn't remember the part about how I'd just been sort of wishing for a different, non-crying best friend.
If we move, I won't be in the same class with her anymore. I won't live down the street from her anymore.
You can still go visit her, my little brother Kevin said hopefully. You can take the bus.
I don't want to take the bus, I screamed.
Stop screaming, Dad said. Nobody's going to be taking any buses. Allie, you'll still see your friend, just not at school. You can have whatever they're called.
Playdates, Mom said. Your father means we'll organize playdates with Mary Kay.
Playdates? Whatever. I don't want to organize playdates with Mary Kay. Mary Kay and I never had to organize playdates before. Whenever Mary Kay and I want to play, I just walk down the street and we play together. There's no organizing anything.
I don't want to move, I cried. I don't want to give up my rock collection or go to a new school or organize playdates with Mary Kay. I want to stay right here.
Allie, Mom said, your father and I were thinking if you can show you can be grown up about this move and give it a try and not cry about it, we might decide you're old enough to have a pet of your own.
I was so shocked, I stopped crying. I have always wanted a pet of my own. We have Marvin, of course, and I love him very much. For instance, I am the only person in my family who brushes him, checks him for ticks, and walks him. Well, Dad walks him too, but only at night. I want to be a veterinarian when I grow up, so I am also practicing for when this happens. But I have always wanted a pet of my very own, one I wouldn't have to share with everyone else, such as my brothers.
You mean, I said, sniffling, I could have a hamster like Mary Kay?
No hamsters, my dad said.
Dad doesn't like hamsters, or even mice. The time Mary Kay and I caught a baby mouse in the field behind her house, where they are now building a new subdivision, and put it in my Polly Pocket Pollywood limo scene, then showed it to my dad, he made us let it go in the woods behind her house, where they are also now building a subdivision.
even though we explained to him it would probably die without us or its mother to take care of it. Dad didn't care. He says he doesn't like animals that don't know any better than to poop in your hand. So when I wrote that down, it became the rule of, don't get a pet that poops in your hand.
Actually, Mom said, we were thinking you might be old enough now to take care of your own kitten.
I didn't think I heard her right. Had she said, kitten?
No fair, Mark yelled. I want a kitten. Me too, Kevin yelled.
She did. She did say kitten. How had they known? How had they known I'd been wanting a kitten for my whole life, practically? And true, I had asked for a miniature poodle for my birthday and gotten a canopy bed instead, which isn't as good. But it had never even occurred to me to ask for a kitten until they said I could have one. And then I knew I wanted a kitten more than I had ever wanted anything in my entire life. Kittens are way better than hamsters who, by the way, poop in your hand.
When you guys show that you can be grown up enough to handle the responsibility of having your own pet, Dad said to my brothers, we'll talk. But I haven't seen either of you brushing Marvin or taking him on walks the way Allie does.
I take Marvin on walks, Mark said.
Hitching Marvin up to the sled and trying to make him pull you down the dirt piles in the new development does not count as walking him, Mom pointed out to Mark. Now who wants to go to Dairy Queen as a treat for dessert?
We all wanted to go to Dairy Queen, of course. To get to the Dairy Queen from our house, you have to drive in the car. It was while we were in the car driving to Dairy Queen that Mom said,
you know, the new house is so close to the Dairy Queen that we could walk there after supper.
Like for dessert? Mark asked.
This is another thing Mark thinks about all the time. Bugs, trucks, and dessert. Also sports, such as football, or anything with a ball, really.
Right, Mom said. After dinner, we could just get up and take a walk to Dairy Queen.
We all, Mark, Kevin, and I, looked at each other in astonishment. Walk to Dairy Queen? Every night? This was almost too much to believe. A kitten and Dairy Queen? Every night?
If you guys finish everything on your plates, Dad added. Maybe, Mom said slowly, we could drive by and see the new house tonight on our way back from Dairy Queen?
I don't know, Dad said. I don't think these kids are really that interested in seeing the new house.
I am, Mark said, leaning forward in his seat. I'm interested in seeing the new house. I want to see the new house, too, Kevin said.
How about you, Allie? Mom asked. Are you interested in seeing the new house, too?
I had to think about that. On the one hand, I was interested in a new kitten. I was interested in Dairy Queen every night and in getting a new best friend. On the other hand, I was not interested in starting a new school or in getting rid of my rock collection. Still, if the new house was really that close to Dairy Queen, well, I said, I guess it wouldn't hurt to see it. It didn't seem like the Dairy Queen people could make our ice cream cones fast enough. It seemed like it took them forever. And all we got was our usuals. Chocolate vanilla twist chocolate dip for me, vanilla twist cherry dip for Mark, and vanilla twist butterscotch dip for Kevin, a diet root beer float for Dad, and a sugar-free dilly bar for Mom. Still, it seemed like it took 2 hours for them to get our order ready, and for Dad to pay, and for Mom to get enough napkins from the dispenser in case somebody spilled in the car. I said somebody, but Mark is always the one who spills, usually all down the front of his shirt. And for everyone to get back in the car and to get their seatbelts on without spilling, and for Dad to go,
is everybody ready? Does anybody want to drive by the new house?
And for us all to go, yes! And for him to go,
okay, here we go.
And then we were turning around the corner. Right around the corner. That's really where the new house was. Right around the corner from the Dairy Queen. And Mom was going, in an excited voice,
there it is, kids! There it is! Right there on the left! See it? See it?
And we all looked at the new place where we were going to live. And I don't know about everyone else, but I, for one, nearly threw up what I'd eaten so far of my ice cream. Because the new house was not very nice looking. In fact, it looked the opposite of nice. It looked very big and creepy sitting there on the street. All the windows, and there were a lot of them, were dark and sort of looked like eyes staring down at us. There were a lot of big trees around the house, too, with twisted branches that were swaying in the wind. There are no big trees in Walnut Knolls. That's because only 9 years ago, when I was born, Walnut Knolls was all fields and farmland. None of the trees the developers planted have had a chance to grow much yet. Mom, I said.
Isn't it great?
Mom said all excitedly.
Look at the gingerbread trim around the front porch. And how exciting is the fact that we even have a front porch where we can sit outside and enjoy the summer breeze.
And have ice cream, Mark said. Right? We can sit out there and enjoy ice cream.
Because ice cream is all Mark thinks about, besides bugs and trucks and sports.
We sure can, Mom said. And see that bay window on the third floor in the front? That'll be your room, Allie.
My room looked darkest and creepiest of all.
Those trees sure are big, Kevin said.
Those trees, Mom said, are over 100 years old, just like the house.
Which, looking at it through the car window, I could totally believe.
Our new house looked more than 100 years old. It looked so old that it was falling apart practically.
It looked like all those houses on those TV shows my mom likes to watch. TV shows called things such as, Please Come Fix Up My House, and My House is Really Old, Won't Someone Fix It Please?
Only this wasn't a TV show. This was real life. And no nice team of carpenters and pretty designers was going to come and fix it up.
My mom was going to have to fix up our house, with Dad's help, I guess, herself. I don't mean to sound like a spoilsport, but the truth is, I really didn't think she was going to be able to do it. Because the house we were sitting in front of looked beyond fixing. Also, the house we were sitting in front of looked something else. I didn't want to mention it in front of Mark and Kevin, because one of the rules, which I was going to write down as soon as I got home, is that you shouldn't scare your little brothers. Unless they've done something to deserve it, of course. But the truth was, that house looked haunted to me. Suddenly, I didn't want my ice cream anymore. Also, I was pretty sure I didn't want to move anymore, even if it did mean Dairy Queen every night, a new possibly non-crying best friend, and a kitten. Instead, I wanted everything back the way it was, before Mom and Dad said I could have a kitten, before they said we were moving, and before I'd accidentally touched my best friend's uvula with a spatula. Only that turns out to be one of the hardest rules to learn of all. You can't go back. But even though you can't go back, you can keep things from changing more, if you try hard enough. And I knew then that that was what I had to do. I just didn't know how. Yet.